This Land Is Our Land, Myths, Facts, and Mysteries, written and narrated by John Rayburn. The Way It Began. Dating back millions of years ago, humans managed to survive by forming collectives of a sort, tribes in other words. Individuals wanted to be sure they got to stay under the protective wing of the tribe, so they did the best they could to show they were worthy of being part of the group. There were various ways of doing that, maybe by being the best hunter, or perhaps coming up with the best shelter for wherever they were. Later on, those who turned out the best kind of tools achieved recognition enough, they became more or less indispensable. All this led to efforts to be the best in something, a natural human instinct. This leads to part of our body and brains called the prefrontal cortex. Certainly, that's not a term familiar to most people, but it played a highly important part in the development of those earliest humans. It brought about respect for other members of the tribe and acceptance of the idea you certainly should be sure to show that respect. Don't steal their food, don't steal their mate, don't try to take over their shelter. These were implicit rules they had to live by or risk getting kicked out of the tribe and making often futile efforts to get along all by themselves. During those long-ago days, various kinds of competition kicked that prefrontal cortex into high gear, a pace that exists as much or vastly more so to this very day. What we're about to cover in this manuscript is somewhat along those psychological lines, but primarily we'll deal with the pride arising from being the first, the best, the oldest, or what other label might apply. For part of our coverage, we decided to look into the oldest locations in the U.S. part of the world and the pride they generate. One long-mentioned story may not be accurate. You've probably heard, more often than not, that St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest city in the United States, and that has been used as a slogan of pride by the residents. However, as it turns out, it isn't necessarily so, as we discovered after delving into the topic. Yes, St. Augustine is apparently the oldest continuously inhabited European-founded city in the country, having been founded in 1565. But that doesn't take into consideration the fact that Childersburg, Alabama, puts in a claim to being the oldest settlement in the U.S., and it's true it was there in 1540, a quarter century before St. Augustine. This is where we get into a quandary trying to decide who has the best claim.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?